Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Intersection Podcast Series. VMware recently announced how it's transforming hybrid cloud security for mobile end users through the combination of VMware NSX and the company's business mobility solutions, which are AirWatch by VMware and VMware Horizon. And today we're fortunate enough to be speaking with Paul Brubaker, who is the Director of U.S. Government at AirWatch, about why this announcement is so significant to government agencies. And Paul, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. And let's jump right in. So tell us about this recent announcement that we discussed here at the top of the podcast and how it helps reduce threats from over-provisioned access inside the data center, et cetera. Would love to hear more about the announcement.
Yeah, so we're really excited here at AirWatch by VMware, and the whole VMware family is excited about this because if you think about the mobile revolution and what it means for network security, you're really extending the perimeter of the network to the endpoints represented by these mobile devices, whether they're smartphones or tablets. And what we've got to ensure from a security management and risk mitigation perspective is that not only are these devices secure, but as they extend back into the network, that your network's secured as well as you deploy and use these devices. So typically what happens is organizations provide access to their corporate networks through a secure VPN gateway connection into data centers, cloud data centers or hybrid environments where it's a data store or an application that may rest in a data center somewhere, maybe out. But you're accessing the network through your endpoint. And what we've done with the combination of AirWatch and NSX is we've actually changed the security paradigm and the approach to security. And typically what happens is modern attacks are really focused on hitching a ride from these devices back into the network. And once inside the network, the way the networks are managed through that traditional firewall, you get access to pretty much all the applications and all the data stores that may contain mission-critical information, sensitive in the government environment, sensitive but unclassified information. So what we've done through NSX and the combination with AirWatch is allowed you to micro-segment the network in almost a virtual, it is a virtual individual type network, using software so that when you tunnel in to the data center, you only have access to those data stores, those applications that you're supposed to have access based on your roles and responsibilities within the organization. So the rest of that rich treasure trove of data is unavailable. In fact, it's invisible to anybody who may sneak inside the network and get access through a mobile device. They would only see those things that individual user had rights and privileges to look at. Everything else would be, like I say, invisible. So it's a pretty exciting announcement, and it's really really changing the way we approach the network security and prevents sort of the over provisioning, if you will, of network services and data to the individual.
That's great. Yeah, thanks for that rundown there, Paul. And my next question, I think you answered, which was more along the lines about why micro segmentation is so important. So perhaps I'll shift it a little bit and say, and shift the question to ask, is this something new? It's amazing. It seems so elegant, so simple, and so perfect. But is this a new paradigm shift, if you will?
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's funny. It does look simple, but I got to tell you, there's a lot of technology that goes behind giving the illusion of simplicity here. And it's been a security challenge for a long, long time, as bad actors, if you will. Or even the inside threat of an individual who might be acting inappropriately in an organization, the ability to micro segment really allows you to mitigate significant risk of allowing data that you don't want to get into somebody's hands, you know, it eliminates that risk, or at least significantly reduces it. And the other thing that's really important about the ability to micro-segment is, you know, these devices get lost or stolen pretty frequently. So you don't want your, you know, perimeter endpoint running around out there and getting lost and then having it, you know, potentially fall into somebody's hands who should not have access. So the micro-segmentation really dramatically reduces the risk of some, you know, nefarious actor getting access to applications and data that they shouldn't have through a lost or a stolen device.
That's great. And that points perfectly to the next question here, which is, it seems that over-provisioned access is still pretty common in the traditional gateway VPN environment. Is this still the case? I mean, I would assume so, which is one of the main reasons why you're offering this new solution.
Oh, exactly right. I mean, the traditional way of provisioning the network through a traditional gateway or network access control, it's really complicated and complex, and it requires a lot of coding. And what we've done at VMware, and AirWatch actually gets to benefit significantly from this, as we move toward that software-defined data center, we're just fundamentally approaching the problem in a different way. We're actually focusing on the end user and what rights that individual has access to based on policy, and we provision exactly what's needed for them to do their job rather than give them unrestricted access into the data center. So it's we do this through software, and it's automatically provisioned to the user as soon as they enroll that device.
Great. So let's talk about government agencies. I know you mentioned at the top, you know, classified sensitive data is highly common in the government arena. Talk about the benefit for government solutions.
Yeah, so I come at this from a somewhat unique perspective. I was formerly the Deputy Chief Information Officer of the Defense Department, and we struggled with this as an issue for a long time, the network access, and particularly government more generally, as they struggle with trying to figure out how to really embrace the mobile revolution and change the way we work in the federal government space. There's a lot of data in these data centers, whether they're on premise or in some commercial or private cloud. There's a lot of data out there that's sensitive but unclassified. It might be personally identifiable information in the case of a health and human services organization, or even just the HR records of an organization. And under the prior paradigm, you know, we'd have this defense-in-depth approach where we'd have successive firewalls, we'd have a DMZ. There were all kinds of things that we tried to do to secure that rich treasure trove of data that sat behind those firewalls. But the bottom line was, when you got access in, if you were a contractor or an employee, once you got access into the network, you could poke around and find your way around. And this fundamentally, again, changes that paradigm where you significantly restrict the access to what individuals have rights to, based on roles and responsibilities. And you can define those policies on the fly. You can define that access on the fly as new applications come on board, or you know, you might have some spillage of some sensitive but unclassified information, or even classified information that gets into a traditional data store. It just enables you to manage that on the fly, which is significantly easier. It's going to be much less labor-intensive. And again, it's based on people's roles and responsibilities in the organization. So if you're a contracting officer, you have no business poking around into human resource data or the financial management data of the organization, or even data that is relevant to other organizations. So what NSX and AirWatch do, it enables you to, through your mobile device, to basically take advantage of the AirWatch tunnel per app VPN, get into the network, but the network is essentially configured for that individual based on those roles and responsibilities. So again, if you're a contracting officer, you only see those applications, that data that is absolutely relevant to your role. So you can't poke around. Everything else is invisible to you. You've got no access to it whatsoever. And it's all part of this software-defined data center vision that actually the underlying technology that VMware has developed, which is going to truly revolutionize risk management, risk mitigation, network management, And it's going to really significantly simplify it for network administrators, CIOs, and even functionals who really want to manage the risk of embracing the mobile revolution. So it's exciting. It's just it's an amazing technology. It's here today, and our challenge is really to get the word out to the government community that there's a new security paradigm that will dramatically enable secure use of mobile devices. And I think this is something that has been a significant challenge, a significant concern for IT decision makers in the government space.
That's excellent, Paul. Really appreciate those insights. Before we sign off today, is there anything else that you'd like to add? Anything that we may have missed?
Yeah, I just want to reiterate that, you know, this is just the beginning of what's to come. By bringing together NSX and AirWatch and Horizon, you know, which is really kind of how we manage workspace in, you know, for it's VMware's approach to managing workspace. And there is just it's going to be a big focus of our development approach and really represents, again, that new paradigm for the future of integrated security and mobility. So stay tuned. I mean, I just think there are many more developments that are going to come that are truly exciting. And I want to emphasize that what I said earlier is what's available today is, in fact, the first step to this game-changing approach through the software-defined data center and changing that security paradigm. It's fascinating. It's exciting. We've got to get the word out because I think, again, as a former deputy CIO of the world's most complex organization, it's going to fundamentally change this paradigm. So they just need to see what we have available to us, and I think they'll be able to rest assured that the future of mobile security is indeed bright.
Great. What an awesome way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an Intersection podcast interview with Paul Brubaker, who's the director for U.S. federal government at AirWatch. And Paul was kind enough to spend time with us today to really talk about a new paradigm shift when it comes to government mobility security. And Paul, thank you so much for your time today.
Delighted to do it. Thank you.
Take care.